Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvochim Daf Samach Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Toward the upper part of daf Samach Gimel, we notice a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Minachos hoyu nikmotsos b'chol mokoyim ba'azora. The meal offerings were taken, the handful, the kmitza, was taken from the bowl in which the mincha was brought, and the handful was taken from any part of the azora. The location, unlike shchitas kochi kochim, which had to be done dafka in the tzafon, only in the northern half of the azora, the taking of the kmitza, the handful of meal offering, can be done in any part of the azora. V'ne'echalois lifnim in akloim, the place of eating, the shirayim, that which remains of the bulk, actually, of the mincha that remains after the handful is taken off for offering, the rest, the shirayim, is eaten within the azora. That's what's referred to here by the term lifnim min hakloim, within the courtyard. Lezichrei kuna, for male kohanim, b'chol maichol, they were able to prepare it any way they liked. L'yoyim v'laylo ad chatzos. And it was to be eaten the day that it was brought, and the following evening until midnight. The title that we assigned to this particular sugya, you can see in the outside margin, we have a nosei, a topic heading, Mokoim Shel Kemitzas Mincha, the place, the location for the handful that's removed from the mincha for the purpose of offering on the altar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mincha Shenik Mitzah Bahechal Kshera. If the handful is taken from a meal offering in the enclosed area of the Beis HaMikdash, the Hechal, that is okay. Shekein motzinu b'siluk bazichin, because we find a precedent in the realm of menachos. The realm of menachos is fairly broad insofar as that it includes the lechem haponim. This is the bread that sat on the table on the shulchan in the heichal from Shabbos to Shabbos, from week to week. The loaves, the 12 loaves, were distributed amongst the kohanim that were present in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The week, the service group that served that week and the past week, and the new service group that entered on Shabbos, they both groups received a portion of the lechem aponim. That from the lechem aponim, there was on the table of the lechem aponim, there sat something called bozichin, two receptacles that had in them lavona. The bozichin were taken from the shulchan on Shabbos and offered up on the fire on the top of the mizbeach. The separation or the removal of the bozichin from the shulchan is paralleled in a legal sense, to the taking of the handful from a standard meal offering. So that if you view the table with the lechem aponim on it and the lavona as a singular entity, so there is the removal from that singular entity, a part of it, in that case it's the bozichin, that's parallel to the removal of the kmitza, the handful of the meal offering that is also offered on the mizbeach. So just like the bozichin were separated from the lechem aponim, namely that, from the heichal, the lechem aponim were sitting in the heichal, so too if one were to remove the standard handful of meal offering while in the heichal, that would be okay. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah raises an objection. We see a source. The second part of the source, the latter half of the source, is marked off in brackets. We'll explain that the reason for those brackets is an attempt to connect that which appears after the source with the first part of the source. So in our reading, we will read the beginning of the source and immediately skip the short bracketed section and read the Gemara afterwards, after the source, and then come back and read the bracketed section later. So Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiyah raises an objection. The Komatz Misham that's found in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Vayikra Beis, Pasuk Beis. We have this found on the side of our Gemara. You notice Vayikra Beis, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk reads, Vehevia el b'nei Aroin hakoyanim, v'komatz misham meloi kumso, misolto mishimna, al kol levoinosa. So the Pasuk says, and there shall be a handful taken from there. What does that mean, from there? So the source goes on to say, mimokim shiragle hazor oim dois. From the part of the Azora where the Klal Yisrael were standing. The thinking right now is that this is coming to Memai to exclude the Ulam and the Heichal, the enclosed area of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's essentially the question. The response to this, and if you say that, by the way, if you say that we're coming to exclude the Ulam and the Heichal, so then that would pose a difficulty to what Rebbe Lazar said, that a mincha that's kmitzah is removed in the Heichal is okay. So the Gemara will answer, Iko diamri hu moisiv lo v'hu mefarak lo. Some versions say that he, Rav Yirmiyah, raised it and answers it. Iko diamri, Amar le Rav Yankov, le Rav Yirmiyah bar tachlifo, asbro loch. Others have a version of Rabbi Yankov responding and saying, I will explain this to you. And the explanation is, Loi nitzrcha, this limud of v'komatz misham is needed, elo lahakshir kol azora kula. It's coming to makshir the entire azora. And it's not coming to exclude the heichal. Salko daito chamina. At this point, the Gemara explains why I need a posuk to machshir the entire azora, including the heichal, for kemitza. We have a mark, the crown marking, and this is one of the explanations of why I need the posuk. You'll see a number two a few lines later. But the first explanation, salko daito chamina, without the posuk, I might have thought to reason as follows: Hoyol v'oyla kotche kotchim u'mincha kotche kotchim. Since an ola and a mincha are both on the high level holiness of sacrifices, ma oyla tu notzafon af mincha tu notzafon. Just like an ola requires its slaughtering to be taking place in the northern half of the azara, so too I would have thought the mincha is restricted to the tzafon. Therefore, I need a posuk to undo that. The Gemara asks on this, I wouldn't have had a havamin in the first place to learn from the ola. Ma le'ola shekein kolil. The ola is something that's completely burnt, and therefore maybe it requires the tzafon. However, a mincha isn't completely burnt. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, mechatos. I still do need the pasuk because I would have thought to learn from a korban chatos, which requires tzafon. Ma lechatos, though the Gemara responds, I wouldn't have learned from chatos either. She came mechaper salchai v'krisus. It has the power of atoning for people that are guilty of kores worthy sins. That's something special. So maybe something like that requires tzafon, but the mincha wouldn't require tzafon. So what do I need the pasuk to marbe the entire Azora? Well, may Osham. I might have thought without the Pasuk to learn from the Osham that requires Tzafon, so to the Mincha. Ma le Osham. No, I wouldn't have learned from the Osham. Shekein mine domim. The requirement of Tzafon for the Osham is because it's something that is blood related. It's an animal. It's something that's slaughtered and you receive the blood and eventually sprinkle it, which is not the case by a Mincha. And in fact, Mikulhu, from all of the above mentioned Pirchas, the Ola, and the Chatas as well, I couldn't learn from them. Malakulu shekein minei domen, they're all animals. And as such, I understand why they need the tzafon. Why do I need the tzafon to marbe vihechal in the case of the mincha, though? Elo itzrich. No, I do need it. I need the pasuk. Sach dachmina hoyul uksiv vigisho el hamizbeach vehiri mimeno bekumtso. Pasuk talks about higisho is the drawing near of the mincha to the mizbeach. Vehirim is what we're talking about, the taking of the komets. So I might have thought, ma hagosha bekeren marovas dramis, just like the drawing near of the bowl of the mincha before the kmitz is done, the bowl is drawn to the southwestern corner. Af kmitza bekeren marovas dramis, I would have thought that the kmitza removal, the handful removal, is also limited to the southwestern corner. Komash malon, that's what the posuk comes to tell me of the komatz misham. We have a little unfinished business. Let's just go back up to the source that you can see in a frame and read the bracketed section. Ben Besera Omer, Minayin She'im Komas B'smol She'yasir V'yikmotz V'yamin. From where do you know that if the handful was taken through with the left hand, that he has to retake the handful with his right hand? Talmud Lomar Misham Mimokom She'komatz Kvar. In other words, from the place he already removed the komets, if he did so improperly, he can do it again, but this time properly. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar of Yochanan, Shlomim Sheshachton Behechal Ksherim. A korban shlomim, if it's slaughtered in the Hechal, the enclosed area of the Beis HaMikdash, it's kosher. Shenemar v'shochatu es v'shochatu Pesach oil moed. The Torah talks about slaughtering the shlomim at the entrance to the enclosed area, to the oil moed. V'lo yehei tofel chomer min ikur. If you're telling me the shechita can be done at the Pesach of the oil moed, there's another principle that kicks in that says that the subsidiary should not be any more stringent than the primer or the source. And therefore, since the tofel is kosher, the tofel being the Pesach of the Olmoed, the entrance of the Olmoed is kosher, so kol shekein, the Olmoed itself. Bearing this new principle in mind of lo yehi tofel chomer min ha'ikur, the Gemara goes on to present a question, and it's a rather long question. You can see from the question, long question marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. From this, we will see an example whereby we don't seem to say that the ikur remains more chomor. Meisve, Rabbi Yochanan ben Besera Omer, Minayin Shim Hikifu Ovdei Kuchavim Es Kolo Azora. From where do we know that if the Gentiles surrounded the entire Beis Hamikdash courtyard, Shakenim Nichnasim Lahecha Vochlim Shom Kotche Kotchim, Ushiore Mincha, from where do I know that the Kohanim are entitled to enter the enclosed area, which would offer them more protection, and eat over there their kotshe kotshim and their mincha, that which remained from the minachas, the shiori mincha? Talmud lomar, b'kodesh hakodoshim tochlenu. This expression is mashma, eat it in the heichal. So we have a posuk that is matir, that allows the eating of the kotshim in the heichal. V'amai, what do you need a posuk for? Neimar, why not say, you have a posuk that says, b'chatzar o'moed yochlua, that the Torah describes us as eating these things in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm allowed to eat it by virtue of a scriptural reference in the courtyard. Now, why don't we apply the principle of Eloyei Tov Echomenu Iker? The subsidiary can't be more strict than the source itself. So if the chotzer oil moed is available, so then the oil moed itself should be available for eating. And yet we don't say that. We don't seem to apply that rule. And it comes out then that the tofel, the courtyard, is more chomor than the ikur, in the sense that in the courtyard you can eat. It's more, as a primary role, let's say. And that's in the sense we talk about chomor, it has a primary role, and the
the ikur, so to speak, is subsidiary insofar as that it's you're not able to eat there. The Gemara says, how can you compare the issue of eating location to the issue of procedural location? In the case of avoda service, service actions, like we were discussing the taking of the kamitza or the shechita of the korban, the slaughter of a korban. So a person is known to, let's say a slave will work, will do his services in the presence of his master. So in such a case, when you're dealing with avoda, as opposed to achila, which we'll see momentarily, when you're dealing with actions on behalf of the master, Amrinon, there we say, lo yehei tofel chomur menikr, that we couldn't imagine that the subsidiary area would be more stringent than the primary area. So that if in the subsidiary area we see avodas are done, so certainly avodas would be able to be done in the primary area. However, achila the ein odom ochel b'mokom rabo, it's not customary for a person of a lower rung, lower ranking, to eat in the same place of the master, of the person of high status. So in such a case, when you're dealing with achila, the concept of lo yehi tofel chomur min ho'ikr lo amrinon. That concept, and you can see how we've used our markings to help in the reading, we use singular quotation marks to create a sense of a phrase, so that the concept of lo yehi tofel chomur min ho'ikr does not apply when you're dealing with eating. That's lo amrinon. We don't say the principle. Therefore, if you want to allow the eating of the korbanos in the Hechal, you'll need a posuk to give license to that. Chatas ha'oif, the bird sin offering, nasis al keren dromis marovis. It was processed on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Uvechol mokoim hoisok shera, elze hoisa mekoma. It wasn't as if that it would be unfit if done somewhere else, but the best place is the southwestern corner. Southwestern corner of Mizbeach had three functions taking place on the lower part and three functions taking place on the upper part. Milamato, what took place in the lower part of the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach? Chatasov. Hagoshos ushiore hadom. Chatasof, as we just mentioned, Hagoshos is the bringing of the mincha bowl to the edge of the Mizbeach, so it was brought to the southwestern edge. Ushloshamila shiore hadom, that's the remaining dam of an external korban chatos, when you finish doing the blood applications of the chatos hachitzenis, and you walked off the kevesh, you would then bring the remaining dam to the southwestern corner, and it would be poured out there as shirayim. U'milamalon, and above, on the upper part of the southwestern corner, nisu chayayin v'amayim, v'oila soiv kishi rovo b'mizrach. That's where the wine and, this on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, the wine and water offerings were poured, and the oila sa'of would be done on the southwestern corner if there was too crowded on the southeastern corner. Kol ha'oilin l'mizbeach oilin derech yamin u'makifin v'yordin derech smol. All those who ascended the Mizbeach would ascend on the right-hand side of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. They would turn right and then walk around the entire Mizbeach and descend the Derech Smol on the left-hand side of the ramp. Chutz min ha'oila l'shlosha elu, with the exception of one who goes up the Mizbeach for the following three things. Shehoyu oilin v'yordin al ha'okev. For these things that we just mentioned that were done on the southwestern corner, they would go up the left-hand side of the ramp and come down also on the left-hand side of the ramp. The three things that we just mentioned, of course, were the nisochim, the wine and water, and the Oila Sa'if when it was too crowded on the southeastern corner, and then you needed to do it on the southwestern corner. So as the Mishnah says there, you would walk up the ramp on the left-hand side of the ramp and walking down on that same side.
Minohani Mili, from where do we know that Chata Sa'of is done on the Karen Marovis Dromis on the southwestern corner? Omar of Yeshua, Omar Kro, Lo Yosim Olaha Shemen, Velo Yitain Olaha Levona, Ki Chatos Hi. That's the Posuk describing the Minchas Chatos. The Gemara points out, Min Chatos Kruyo Mincha, U Mincha Kruyo Chatos. The Posuk says Chatos Hi, describing the this meal offering. This meal offering, as the Pasuk says, the sinner's meal offering is without oil and without the incense of the Lavona. There's a two-way limud over here. We're saying that the Chatos is called by the term Mincha, and the Mincha is called by the term Chatos. Ma Chatos Psula Shelo Lishma, Af Mincha Psula Shelo Lishma. We're reading the Gemara with Rashi's Girsa, and you're able to find that with the star that we have in our Gemara, and you can see the corresponding star in the Rashi. So just like a mincha, just like a chatos is rendered unfit if you do it without the proper intention, that's shelo b'kavana, so too a mincha can be ruined without it being done l'shma. Uma mincha b'keren maroves dromis, and just like the mincha is done on the southwestern corner, Af chatos bekeren marovis dromis. So too, the korban chatos, its blood, if you have shirayim of it, are spilled out on the southwestern corner. Umincha gufa min olan. From where do we know the mincha itself, that it's brought to the southwestern corner before you do the kemitza? Desanya. The pasuk says, lifnei Hashem. The Pasuk in full is found on the inside margin by Yukra Vav, Perek Zion. We'll read what we have written in. Vezois Torah Samincha, Hakrev Oisol L'Bnei Aaron, L'Fnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach. So, after saying L'Fnei Hashem Yochol B'Marov, does that mean that I do it on the western part? Tamalomer El Pnei HaMizbeach. Pasuk says to the face of the Mizbeach, which is not the west, it's rather the south. Because, as we've seen in previous Gemaras, that when you walk up the Mizbech, you're walking, greeting the face of the Mizbech. You're walking up a ramp toward its face, so to speak. And that's the southern side. El Penei HaMizbech Yochel Adorom. If the El Penei HaMizbech is to be emphasized, does that mean then Yochel Adorom, I'm supposed to do it on the southern side of the Mizbech? Tamalom Lifnei Hashem. But on the other hand, you have the expression Lifnei Hashem, which means the western side of the Mizbeach, which was closest to the Heichal, which is considered the place of divine concentration. Ha-ketzah, so how do you resolve these two requirements into one action? Magisha b'keren marovas dromis keneged chuda shel keren v'dayo. Bring it through the Hagosha, the bringing of the Mincha to the southwestern corner, and you've thereby accomplished both of these requirements. You have an element of Lifnei Hashem on the west, and an element of El Panei Mizbeach, represented by the south. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Yochol Yagishenu L'Marova Shokeren or L'Droma Shokeren. Should I bring it to the western side of the corner, as opposed to the edge? We're talking about the side of the corner. Or should I bring it to the southern side of the corner? So Amris, the answer is, and the answer is in the form of a rule, Kol Mokoim Shata Motzei Shnei Mikrois. Wherever you find two scriptural references, Echad Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Chavero, one of them is able to maintain itself and maintain its fellow's reference. The Echad Mekayim Atzmo Mevatel Chavero, and the other choice enables you to fulfill itself but cancel the other source. It sounds right now a little bit vague, but when we go on, this will be explained by the example at hand. So when you have this choice, where one option fulfills the both aspects of the verse, and the other option fulfills only one aspect of the verse, so the rule says, "Menichin
es minichem ze shemekayim atzim uvat lechavero, we disregard the method which is fulfills itself, but cancels the other source. V'toifsin ze shemekayim atzo umekayim chavero. And we accept, we grab that approach that fulfills itself and the other source. And here now we'll see a practical application. Kishata oimer lifnei Hashem b'marov, if you place the, let's say the mincha, the bowl of the mincha, lifnei Hashem, which is in the west, so if you choose that, so hechon kianto p'nei hamizbech, where do you have any fulfillment of in the south, meaning to the front of the mizbeach? Ushato imer el panei hamizbeach. If you bring the mincha to the front of the mizbeach, which is on the southern side, if you bring it to the south, then kiyamto lifnei Hashem adorom. You have in fact fulfilled also the lifnei Hashem. So I have by bringing it to the south, I'm able to mekayim both panei mizbeach and also lifnei Hashem. So the southern side is the better place to bring it. The Gemara asks, well, heichon kiyamta, how in the world are you mekayim the Torah requirements by bringing it to the southern side? Omar Ravashi, kosavar haitana kule mizbeach betzofon koi. This Tana is of the opinion that the entire mizbeach, the southern edge of the mizbeach, reached the midway mark of the Azora. Therefore, if you were standing, and of course, we have diagrams from previous sugyas that could help to appreciate this particular Gemara. And those diagrams involved the positioning of the Mizbeach halfway at the southern edge of the Mizbeach at the halfway mark of the Azora. So if you were to stand at the southern edge of the Mizbeach and look toward in the direction of the Heichal, you will notice that you're standing at a point that's actually directly opposite the entrance to the Heichal. Because, as we've said on previous occasions, the Heichal itself was centered in the middle of the Azora. So that if you have your Mizbeach Kula Batzafon, and the southern edge of the Mizbeach reaches the midway mark between north and south, that means that you are at the southern side of the Mizbeach actually opposite the entrance to the Heichal as well. So that would be a fulfillment of Lifnei Hashem. And naturally, since you're on the southern side, you're also Mekayim El Panei HaMizbeach. Because when you approach the Mizbeach from the southern side, you're walking toward what's called the face of the Mizbeach. And that's what we mean here at the end, where Ravashi says that this Tana holds Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. Therefore, there is an option of doing something that's Mekayim Atzmo and Mekayim Chavero. And that's the southern side, which is Mekayim Atzmo, the Pnei HaMizbeach, and it's also Mekayim Lifnei Hashem. B'chol Mokom, Hoysa Kshera, B'chulei. Our Mishnah was a little bit vague. The Mishnah said that as far as the taking of the Kamitza, it could be done in any part. And then it says, Elo Ze Hoysa Mekoma. And it says, well, rather this, which was a reference to the southwestern corner, that was its place. But you just got finished saying a moment ago that all over was its place. That's the Gemara's question. My Ka'omar, what is being taught over here? Om Ravashi Hochi Ka'omar. This is a rereading of the Mishnah, and hence we also treat this as a Tanaic source. And this is something very standard in our marking system. So the rereading is as follows. B'chol mokom hoysek shero l'melikosa, elo ze hoyo mekomo l'hazo'osa. That when you're talking about the bird offering, the Mishnah spoke about the chatas of. The chatas of was suitable to have the malika done, the severing of the neck simonim, any part of the Azara. However, the southwestern corner was its place for the hazah, for the sprinkling of the blood. Tanina lahadu tan rabbanan. Our Mishnah supports that which is taught in the following Tanaic source. Molko b'chol mokom b'mizbeach kshera. Hiza doma b'chol mokom kshera. So far, the Brisa says that if one did Malika at any part of the Mizbeach, Malika is the process of cutting the neck tubes in the case of a bird offering. So if the Malika was done b'chol mokom b'mizbeach, it's kosher. And if the blood sprinkling is done b'chol mokom, any part of the Mizbeach, it's kosher. Hiza v'lo mitza kshera, if the hazah was done, that's the blood sprinkling, and the mitzui was not done. Mitzui is the squishing of the bird onto the side of the Mizbeach. So it's okay. The main thing is that the hazah was done. Provided that, or one has to make sure that the lifeblood of the bird offering reaches the below the midway mark of the Mizbeach. The Chut HaSikra, literally the red thread that represents a red line that ran around the Mizbeach at the midway point, so that the Brice is concerned that the blood application, even though it's not limiting you to where on the Mizbeach it should take place by way of directions, but it should take place on the lower half. My Ko'omar. The Gemara is bothered by what we've said, and in order to appreciate the question, Rashi is found on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, second line from the top. My Ko'omar, Kotoni Hiza Doma B'chol Mokom. The source we just saw said if you do hazah of the blood on in any spot, it's kosher. Even if it's done on the upper part, the very upper part of the mizbeach, the above the chut, it's kosher. Then after you telling me that at any part of the mizbeach, it's okay to do the blood application, then you tell me, well, it's okay, provided that you do it below the midway mark. So one has to make up their mind: is all part of the mizbeach kosher, or just the midway point and below? So the Gemara answers: Hachi Kamar. We should reread the source thusly: Molka b'chol mokom b'mizbeach kshera. Doing malika of the bird offering at any part of the mizbeach is okay. Mitza dama b'chol mizbeach shera. If you do the mitzui hadam at any part of the mizbeach, it's kosher. Shim hiza v'lo mitza kshera. The mitzui is expendable because therefore we don't have restrictions associated with that. Because if you did the hazah without mitzui whatsoever, the korban is kosher. Uvad sheyitein michud hasikra lamata midam nefesh, provided the hazah is done at the proper location, namely from below the chut hasikra, that the hazah, the sprinkling of the blood, is done at that point. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.